The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worry about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, and you know that Francis is living the word of Jesus. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Poverty is part of humanity. But Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she always says, the real poverty is not for material goods, but loneliness is today's real poverty. That's why all the communities in the big cities, they have their centers. To show the world that it's not material goods that can keep you fullest of life, but companionship, unity is most important. The giving to the poor, serve the poor, is part of the sign to help humanity. But the real poverty is loneliness. So that's why Jesus is praying that all may be one, that we are all united. Because the worst thing in the world, in the community, you feel yourself alone. Nobody cares. That's a problem. You don't have to talk many things. You don't have to give many things. But you should have a heart for your labor. That's the meaning. That's what Mother Teresa is giving us. And St. Francis also giving the virtue of poverty is losing yourself, living only for others. That's real poverty. It's not that you have a lot to have, be something or not. That's not important. Important is your heart. It's just full of the life of God. That you always have your labor in your heart. That's the way we leave poverty. Leave the space for the people who need of you. But also Jesus today in the episode with Martha, I think Jesus is not complaining. Martha is doing many things. She needs to do the cooking, household work. But it's important, don't get worried. Jesus is teaching her, you work, it's okay, but don't get worried. Complaining, that's a problem. She's complaining that her sister's not helping her. That's the point. So, especially when we are doing all our apostolic works, we could be very busy, but don't get worried. Do whatever you can every present moment, and the rest live in the hand of God.